Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, a new study dubbed Game of Stones has found financial incentives may help men living with obesity to lose weight and could be a future alternative to traditional weight management programs. The research presented in Venice at this week's European Congress on Obesity involved 585 men living with obesity from Belfast and Bristol and Glasgow and showed monetary incentives along with healthy eating text tips encouraged weight loss and comes as a quarter of adult men here in the Republic are classed as obese. I'm joined now by Dr. Margaret Steele, a postdoctoral researcher in University College Cork School of Public Health. Dr. Steele, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Cormac.
Now, we've discussed obesity on this programme before, and it's been outlined to us in detail how complex a problem it is. So first off, I must say, I'm a little bit uncomfortable discussing this because it seems, Margaret, doesn't it, like such an unsophisticated tool to pay people to lose weight.
Well, I think, yeah, the idea of paying people to lose weight would be very problematic. Now, to be fair, the study protocol is a little bit subtler than that. Mm-hmm. You know, they're drawing, from what I've seen reading the article that was published based on this study in JAMA, they seem to be drawing on insights from behavioral economics and behavioral change psychology science, so that they're trying to use incentives that are known to work for people to help people achieve outcomes that they would like to achieve themselves. So, you know, you're not being hauled in off the street and forced to do this. It's kind of you know, people who are involved in a group maybe or in a community and they want to make changes, and this is one of the ways that's offered to them. So that's fine. But I mean, I think you're right that we have to think about this in the wider context of, you know, what would it mean to scale this up, particularly when some of the discussion around the study has been, could we make this into kind of a wider population intervention? Could the NHS use it?
And that's been said by some of the health experts in the University of Stirling. They said that the participants received daily supportive text messages plus the opportunity to earn £400 for meeting weight loss goals. The second then received only text messages, and the third received no support or financial incentive. So there were three different groups. Is this the way it goes in behavioural economics? Is that what they're drawing on here, incentivization as a means of changing your ways?
That's my understanding of it, yeah. I mean, I'm coming at it from a public health point of view, so my question is always, you know, what would this mean at a population level? But yeah, my understanding is that we seem to be averse to losing. So what they did with this study is that rather than saying, you know, if you achieve these milestones, we will give you, I think it was £400, €460 or something like that. What they said was the money is there for you. You have it. It's yours. It's earmarked for you. And as you meet the requirements, you hold on to the money. And if you fail to hit the milestones of weight loss, some of the money is taken off your total. So the amount of the money that you get depends on how well you adhere to the program and how successful you are at losing weight. And that seems to be consistent. That's certainly something that's explored widely in the field of behavioral economics. The idea that, you know, kind of telling someone or even somebody actually having something and wanting not to lose it can be very motivating. I think what you see with this study is that it seems to have worked well for about 20% of the participants, reasonably well for more than that, but it worked very well for about 20% of people who lost 10% or more of their starting body weight.
Sorry, to interrupt you. Go on. Sorry, finish the sentence because I want to hear the bush. Go on.
Yeah, but I mean, there was also people who gained weight over the period of the study. And like, that's consistent with any kind of weight loss intervention that we typically see, unless we're talking about medicine or surgery. Typically what happens is about 20% of people will achieve some kind of a weight loss goal. Okay, and the others won't.
So I've two questions. One is this sort of potential tool, something that then could just work for a certain cohort of people, that this type of incentive-based weight loss management might work for you, you know, in a way other types might not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are people, we know every Ash Wednesday people give up smoking. and some of them stick, you know, some of them don't go back. People change their behavior for all kinds of reasons. And the problem with obesity is that there are almost as many reasons for obesity as there are people living with obesity.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, any one intervention is not necessarily going to be the treatment for everybody.
Okay. And then my second question was, is this, would you have a concern that this incentive-based weight loss management type of approach might not last? Because, you know, it's very easy to do this for a short period. I'm not saying it's very easy, but you might be able to do this for a short period of time. But then, you know, the incentive is gone. And what do you do then?
Yeah, and I think it'll be interesting to see if there's subsequent follow-up. Like, even within the period of the study, so over the year where they tracked people, I think something like 25% of the participants in the group with the money incentives were lost to follow-up. And again, that's not a criticism of this study. That's very normal. People drop out of all kinds of weight loss interventions because there are just so many factors beyond our control that impact our ability to stick to any kind of weight change or any kind of behaviour change programme. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it's good to get your opinion, I must say. Dr. Margaret Seale, a postdoctoral researcher in University College Cork School of Public Health. Thank you very much indeed.